Tonight, everybody, we are kicking off the program with an awesome guest. She is one of the co-hosts on The Five on Fox News Channel, the highest rated program on the network. She's also a big best-selling author, and she has a brand new book. It is called Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. And the author is the great co-host on Fox News, as you see her all the time there, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine, great to have you here.
Well, it is absolutely great to be with you, Rita. Thank you for having me.
Well, you and I have been friends a long time. I am so proud of you, and I love this new book. Tell us about Crimes Against America.
Well, thank you. I mean, the title really reflects my frustration with what's going on in this country. Crimes Against America is really an indictment that really calls upon my background as a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA for over three decades. I mean, what I am seeing is America is basically a crime scene where every institution, every area of government has been weaponized. It has been politicized. Or there is just straight out criminal activity going on. And you even talk about the country itself. This country has suffered a breach of sovereignty. We're no longer a sovereign nation with a border. We are literally nothing more than a globalist landing spot with benefits so that people can demand to come here, people about whom we know nothing, to share in the cornucopia of benefits that we give people in this country, education, medication, housing. And in the end, it is becoming a country where we don't know who these people are who are living among us. But in New York City, as I'm sure you saw, Rita, you know, the mayor who swore on his election day that he was going to continue to make New York City be a sanctuary city, all of a sudden when he's confronted with the facts, he says, no, I don't want to be a sanctuary city anymore. And yet we're a city of 8 million people in New York, and 61,000 immigrants are enough, illegals in a city are enough to, like, get them over the edge. So I worry about what's happened in the southern part of this country, in the small cities, the villages, the hamlets. The fact that the border has been overrun down south, that they have had to suffer the major burden of this invasion, ranches that have suffered, and the people down there that simply don't have the budgets that we even have in New York City as the biggest city in the United States. So this country has suffered from the get-go a breach of sovereignty. 5 million in the last 2 years, it will be 10 million by the time Joe Biden leaves office. And Joe Biden has been complicit in aiding and abetting this invasion. And if you remember, Rita, a couple of years ago, they said you can't call it an invasion. That is racist. That's xenophobic. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It is an invasion. And you cannot expect the American people to foot the bill. You know, the American people who follow the law are supposed to pay the bills for people who never followed the law, who decided to come into this country. This is all backwards, and it's all got to change. That's why I wrote Crimes Against America, How the Left is Taking Down Our Republic, and you can get it on judgejbook.com. You can get a signed copy at judgejbook.com.
You know, you talked about the economic cost and obviously the security cost, Judge Jeanine. It is amazing. Even in New York City, they're anticipating by like end of next year, it's going to be $4.3 billion, $8 million a day. How can any city sustain that, Judge Jeanine?
No one can sustain it. And you know what? My heart goes out to the American people who were never, ever briefed about this, never asked if it was what they wanted. We have people, and you know what? You know my background. I want to know, who among these people is a criminal? Who's a pedophile? You know, who thinks they can beat their wife? Who is an MS-13 gang member, an identity thief? Who's been deported before? Who's a terrorist? Joe Biden is not checking these people. What they're doing is they are releasing them en masse throughout the country. And the southern governors are taking some of these people, are taking the Biden administration into the courts. And the federal courts have said you cannot let them enter en masse. They have to be given an alien registration number. Oh, let's do the honor system. You people who violated the law to come here in the first place, who weren't invited but simply demanded entrance, you know, well, we're going to give you the honor system. Come to court as soon as you can. Do we think that's going to happen? Of course not. And they're lying to us. Mayorkas should be impeached. He should have been impeached as soon as the Republican House got in January. But he's not. And this is my concern with some of the Republicans. But that's not the issue now. What we've got is the government lying to us. They're gaslighting us. We've got an education department, a system that is lying to parents. You wonder why we have the heads of corporations who are so woke and have this ideological leftist approach, which is Marxist and socialist. It's because they graduated from schools and we as parents knew nothing about it. And so that's one of the blessings from COVID. We got to move the veil. Parents had the obligation to try to see and help their kids with their education. And they said, what is this woke nonsense? What is this? You're an oppressor because you're white. You're a white supremacist. You should feel bad about yourself. Enough of this nonsense. Enough of this Randy Weingarten, who got billions of dollars to open the school. She didn't open a damn school. And every metric she had was to close the school, not to open a school. But the Catholic schools were open, Lutheran schools, the charter schools, and the kids were studying quantum physics in China. They were studying it in Russia, but not in the United States. Our kids were suffering from depression, and they were suffering from all of the mental and psychological defeat that this COVID lockout has created for them. And so I worry about them. And by the way, did you notice Randy Weingarten just got back from Ukraine again? It's her third trip. So you say to yourself,
what is she doing there? Right.
Thank you. Why is she there? You know why she's there? She said she's there to compare the education of children in Ukraine to children in America. What education? Nobody's in school in Ukraine. They have literally bombed and razed all the buildings.
So what is she doing there? That's interesting, Judge Jeanine. What is she doing there?
I don't know. You tell me. All I know is we're sending billions of dollars over there. Just like we sent billions of dollars to the schools. We've had no accounting of that money. We don't know how much of it is left. But what you can be sure of is that they are giving contributions, the Federation of Teachers, to the Democrats. So these are crimes. These are crimes against America. These are institutional takedowns. And, you know, let's just go to law enforcement. OK, defund the police. You know, the police are racist serial murderers. No, they're not. No, they're not. The numbers belie all of that. And yet people like, progressive DAs as well as these leftists say, you know, we've got to defund the police. Well, how's that going for you? We defunded police. We don't have enough police on the transit. And we end up with a guy like Danny Penny, a Marine, who was a sergeant at the age of 23. This Marine, he stood up and he took on the responsibility of being the Good Samaritan for those people on a moving locked train underground in New York City, where a schizophrenic guy homeless in the middle of a psychotic episode says, I don't care if I die and I don't care if I go to jail for the rest of my life. Now, Rita, what does that mean? That means he's homicidal and suicidal. All right. And so now we get the Good Samaritan who fills the vacuum. And now the progressive DA, Alvin Bragg, who is a pathetic excuse for a DA is looking to indict Danny Penny, the Marine, for manslaughter in the second degree, already charging him with a felony complaint.
And by the way, he preempted things, too, because remember, originally that case was going to go to the grand jury and then he decides to charge him on his own. What did you make of that, Judge Jeanine?
Well, that was a political decision. He was getting heat from people on the left. The felony complaint is of no consequence. The felony complaint is simply a piece of paper. It doesn't take you anywhere. The only thing that happens is that if you're going to go to trial, you've got to be indicted. And the indictment is the issue. But, you know, the police had let Danny Penny go, the Marine. The police had let him go. They talked to him. They talked to the witnesses on the subway car. They thanked God that he was on that car. They called him a hero. Then they let him go. And yet, what do? You know, the attorneys in this case, Steve Razor and Tom Knipp, they end up getting a call late at night saying, bring your client to court tomorrow for arraignment on a felony complaint. I mean, this is absurd, but it's what they do. They politicize the justice system. And Crimes Against America really is about the politicization of our society, of our system, by these leftist ideologues, starting with Barack Obama. You know, he was a student of Karl Marx. He's the one that he said that we're going to fundamentally transform America. Well, he did.
Judge Jeanine, we were talking about education. One thing we didn't hit on is all this stuff with the whistleblowers, the IRS, Hunter Biden. Talk about a crime against America. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that the Biden family pretty much has created an organized criminal enterprise. And the fact is that Joe Biden wraps himself in the flag of the United States and all the power and prestige attendant to that flag. And he goes through the front door lecturing about corruption and making sure that there is no corruption. And in the back door is his son with a garbage bag collecting money. So Joe Biden is the front man and Hunter Biden is the bag man. And he did that in Romania. And he did that in Ukraine. And Joe Biden is dumb enough to admit that he said to the president of Ukraine, unless you get rid of the prosecutor investigating this company, by the way, my son is on the board of that company, we're not going to give you $1 billion of American money. Well, Joe, how dare you? That's our taxpayer money. And you're leveraging it so your pig son can get money every month. And during the time that Joe Biden was vice president, $10 million they made in one year when he was vice president from Romania, from Ukraine, and from other countries.
China, you know.
Well, China, absolutely. We're talking billions from China. And the truth is that the money that came in through these shell corporations, they couldn't put it in one or two accounts. And there were 50 suspicious activity reports of financial transactions that were cited by the Treasury Department. So what they did was they gave some money to the wife, to the ex-wife, to the lover, to the brother's widow, who became the lover of Hunter, because they had to move the money around. And what we're talking about, Hunter Biden has been investigated by the Department of Justice and a grand jury since 2018. And it's almost 6 years now, and they can't figure out what to charge this man with.
And they're killing the investigative team from the IRS too, Judge Jeanine.
Right. And the whistleblowers are coming out, and one just came out yesterday and said enough. And they're ruining their lives. They're sending one to a different state where he had to buy a house. And as soon as he gets to that state, they say you're on unpaid leave right now. The government is acting like the government of a third world country. And this is what the Democrats are doing. And it's why I wrote Crimes Against America, which you can get at judgejbook.com or Amazon or at any bookstore. It is the left's takedown of America. They don't think America is exceptional. They only see America as a place where they can suck the money out. And the Bidens in particular are pigs at the trough. You thought the Clintons were bad? Nobody's worse than the Bidens. And when 51 intelligence agencies, agents come out, some of them the head of the CIA, and say, this laptop is Russian disinformation, you lying pigs. First of all, the number one thing is that if you get a laptop like that, if I had it, that is a treasure trove of evidence for any prosecutor. Photographs, emails, text messages on that laptop. And the FBI is so corrupt that they were alerting the social media, Twitter and Facebook, that you can expect a laptop that's Russian disinformation. And they knew that it was true. And then the Durham report comes out a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and it says Hillary Clinton made a decision to make up a story about Russia collusion and Donald Trump because she wanted to get everybody off her back as it related to the email scandal, where she literally destroyed 33,000 emails, many of them classified. And Jim Comey, who I knew as a prosecutor when he was a United States attorney, Jim Comey has the gall, the unmitigated gall, to stand up before America and say, no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute Hillary, you liar. He's the same one who deep-sixed as the head of the Southern District of New York, as the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. He deep-sixed an investigation of the Clinton Foundation. So you got people like Comey, Strzok, Page, and McCabe who are violating all of the standards of the FBI, whereas people in the middle of the of the structure of the organization are working hard. The FBI has to be changed. It has to be taken down. Christopher Wray is as bad as the rest of them, if not worse.
Are you surprised they haven't called to it? I mean, there have been some who said that he should be removed, too.
He should be removed. That's why I said he's just as bad. I say that in my book, Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Society. This book is an indictment of all these people, and it is a reflection of where this country is. And, you know, Ronald Reagan talked about us as that shining city on a hill. We are no longer that, Rita. And Abraham Lincoln in 1868, almost 200 years ago, said that America will never be conquered by a foreign power. And I put this in the book.
Well, we love you. Our audience loves you. Everybody, judgejbook.com. The book, again, is Crimes Against America. Judge Jeanine, we love you. Thank you for being here. This is a blockbuster book. Everybody's got to get it. And we love having you here on the show, my friend.
And Rita, I love being on your show. And I thank you for all that you do every day. At WABC, you are a voice that a lot of people listen to and a lot of people have total faith in. You take care.
Thank you, my friend. I love you. Congrats on this awesome book. Everybody, again, make sure you get it, judgejbook.com. And we're going to have much more on the Rita Cosby Show after the break. Wow, great to hear from Judge Jeanine on so many important topics. America on the brink in so many different ways. And we've got to protect this great country that we love. A lot more of the show, everybody. Stick with us. We'll be right back.